tailored brushes. There was no room for His Majesty the King, either in official reserve or mundane gorgeousness. He had discovered that ages and ages ago. Before even Chimo came to the house, or Miss Bittums had ceased grizzling over a packet of greasy letters which appeared to be her chief treasure on earth. His Majesty the King, therefore, wisely confined himself to his own territories, where only Miss Bittums and she feebly disputed this sway. From Miss Bittums he had picked up his simple theology, and welded it to the legends of gods and devils that he learned in the servants' quarters. To Miss Bittums he confided, with equal trust, his tattered garments and his more serious griefs. She would make everything whole. She knew exactly how the earth had been born, and had reassured the trembling soul of His Majesty the King that terrible time in July, when it rained continuously for 7 days and 7 nights, and there was no ark ready, and all the ravens had flown away. She was the most powerful person with whom he was brought into contact, always excepting the two remote and silent people beyond the nursery door. How was His Majesty the King to know that 6 years ago, in the summer of his birth, Mrs. Austell, turning over her husband's papers, had come upon the intemperate letter of a foolish woman who had been carried away by the silent man's strength and personal beauty? How could he tell what evil...